We're on Daf Dalet Amid Beit at the top, but we're just going to start again at the beginning of the sugya on Dalet Amid Aleph, about 7 lines from the bottom. Boy Mine Mirav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Hamazki Abayit Lechaver B'Yabba Asach Chesgasu Boduk or Ein Chesgasu Boduk. Someone rents an apartment from someone. For example, they're coming into Eretz Israel, and they come in on the 14th, and the person's not here, and they move into the house. They want to know if it has a chazaka that it's baduk or not. Well, what does it mean? Does the guy have to go and clean it? So we ask, l'may nafkamina, l'shaylei. First of all, who cares? Just go ask the person. Which on this, the Rishonim are omit on a very interesting point over here. That even if you have a chazaka for something, you still have to clarify. Right? For example, they bring down, today we have a chazaka that our tzitzit are basically kosher. This is a chazaka, we have a strong thing, you wore them yesterday, you speak it today. But where you could easily check something, you check it. What the Ram brings down over here and other cases over here. Just because there's a chazaka that something's fine, you still have to check. So we have to ask him. So we say, Deleita, he's not here. Deleita lahai lishule, he's not here. So the tzvuke lahai, should he do the extra work for it? My. Should the person just go and clean it? Or no, it's a chazaka that it's baduk. A person doesn't leave the house unchecked. So I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Tinitua. We have a brisa. Hakol ne'emanim. Everyone is believed. Al bir chametz afilu nashim afilu avadim afilu ketanim. People who normally don't have believability as edim when it comes to bedikat chametz, they have believability. My time of mehemne. Why are they believed? Lav mishum d'vechezkaso, because there's a chazaka that it's baduk, because we normally don't believe these people. Why are they believed here? There's a chazaka that it was baduk. Tikasava, because we're going to hold over here, hakol chaverim heim eitzel b'dikar chametz. Everyone has a din of a chaver. A chaver, for those who learn Mishnayos, is someone who is keeping the mitzvahs in their b'diktuk. So when it comes to b'dikat chametz, we hold over here that everyone has a din of chaver. Everybody goes and does b'dikat chametz. Rashi, tikasava haitana, akol chaver meitzel b'dika. Afilu ama art, someone who's basically not learned in Torah, even someone like this, u'bedavishu muksak, something that we know that he takes seriously, chaver muksakinam lei. We make him like a chaver. He's called like a tamachakam. Afilu. Shelo avizmano achiasu. Because a person doesn't do it. This is one of the mitzvahs in the Torah that we say that everybody keeps. So therefore, since everybody keeps, you could be sure if someone rented you an apartment and they left, which is of course a frum person, that he left it checked. Ditanya, how do we know about a chaver? Just a side point over here. Chaver shemeks. Someone who is muksak, that is understood by people, is someone who keeps mitzvahs in their diktuk. Shemet v'aniach megor malei peirot, and he leaves a whole pile full of peirot, a whole area full of peirot. Afilu heim b'nei yomam, even if they were picked that day, hari heim b'chesket metuka. They're considered that they had the mitzvahs taken off. See Rashi. Titanya chaver hane'eman al ma'isrus. Really, someone who becomes a chaver is someone who is trustworthy when it comes to ma'isrus. Umeis and he dies ve'aniach migor malei peirot. Afilu heim b'nei yomi, and even he leaves a lot of fruit, a peirot left over. Shinitumarachu hayom, they were gathered. Hari heim b'chezkat mitukni. They're considered that they've been taken ma'isrus. Tevade lo yata tachad yado ad shegamar kol mitzvah. So for sure, he did not let it leave his hands until he finished all the mitzvahs that are with it. The Hakanami, and here also, Teva the Afami Arts Chaveirim Heim Al Bedikat Becheskat Udamishivatuchul. Also, an Ami Arts, someone who is not so learned, is considered a chaver when it comes to Bedikat Chametz. It's just one of the mitzvahs that we trust people on. So why over here are these people believed even though they don't have a din of Adam, women and children of Adam? It's because the house has a chazaka that has been checked. Memai, the Gemara asks Memai, and usually whenever the Gemara says the word Memai, it's usually you have to speak it out. Why is it that you assume that the house has a chazaka? I'll bring a difference. Sha'ani Acha, There's something else going on over here. Mishum dika amrihani. Do you know why this house is as a, it's believed that the house, these people said something on it. And we ask on that. Atu amir dahani. You're telling me that the words of these, midi memasha epe, they have any worth to them? There's nothing to their words. Elamai. So what do you want to say, going back on the other side? The kechazko baduk, that it has a kazaka that it's been checked? I got a problem over here. Let's read the price that we started with. The price, it says, ha ha kol ne'emanim. It says everyone here is believed. If we're going to say that the house has a chazaka that it's been checked, I don't need this. I just have to say kol pati mechazka batuk and be avasam yiporilei. Just bring down that every house is a chazaka that is checked on the 14th. Since these people anyway don't have any believability, so we have a problem. Why did we bring down they're all believed over here? If their words don't have any mamushas to it at all, just don't say it then. And just say the houses have a chesed apostle. But elamai, so what do we see? Mishum amir dahani. We see because these people said it. If you look carefully at the price, I call them money, they're believed to say that the house is bodhic. Women, children, and avodim. So we're left with a problem now. Elamai mishum amir dahani. It's because these people said. So let's make the proper diuk. Hailo amehani. Since the reason why the house is believed to have been checked is because these people said. So therefore, hailo amehani, if they didn't say, lo, it won't be good. You can't trust the house. Oh, so let's tipshit minay. Let's now answer from this. The ein cheskaso bodok. That a house does not have a chazaka that is checked, and therefore if you move in a house on the 14th, and we said over here it's also moving into a hotel, a Jewish-owned hotel, and you, there's no one to ask over here, and the maid keeper said, it's kosher, you could depend on that. Of course. No. Forget about everything we just said. Here's what the halacha is. Li'olam e'malacha chesgasu baduk. A house has a chazaka that it's checked. You rent an apartment from a frum yid, he's going to check the house before he gives it over to you. V'hach b'mayaskinan, then what is this price they're talking about, that hakol ne'amani, meaning women, children, avadim, or believed? We don't need that statement. If a house has a chazaka that's checked, what's it telling us? The case over here, the muksak lan de lo baduk. There's a chazaka over here that it wasn't checked. For example, we know the guy's been away for a while. We know people can say that it's not checked. The Ka'amri Hani, and now these come in, women, children, and avadim, and says, Bedakinen, we checked it. Oh, in that case they're believed. Where there's normally a house, let's get the din, a house has a chazaka that it's checked. A house we can be assumed that it was left checked. Over here we know that it wasn't checked. They come and say, we checked it. Mao de Tema, what might have you thought? Lo, Hemnino, we shouldn't believe them. They don't have any believability. They have no aiders over here. Lemonino, we're born in. Kamash Milan, and this little piece of the Gemara we're going to have to spend a few minutes on. Keva de Bedikir Chametz mid Rabbanin. Since the Rabbanin were metaking the need to do Bedikir Chametz, we'll explain in a minute. Who? Umidurayisa, because why? Midurayisa v'bitl bi'amasagi. Just saying bitl is enough, right? We have to go checking, but what happens, like it happened to me a number of years ago, I had a kid that was born, Erev Bedikir Chametz, and you know, I'm in the hospital, I went into my house, and even though I tried doing the best I can, it came to the 6th hour, I still had my big thing, I ran to the Arabs, gave, it was in the 5th hour, gave my Chametz, and I did not do a good job checking my house, so what did I do? Bitl! That's the best I could do over here. So bitl works over here. So since bitl is midiraisa b'alma, sagile, hemnu rabbanin midirabbanin, bedikat chametz becomes a din midirabbanin, and neither all these people don't have a din of ne'amanus deraisa, when it comes to midirabbanin, the rabbanin will believe them on their dinim of midirabbanin. Okay, this is a packed sugya, we call. Let's first see Rashi, and then we'll bring up some of the issues going on. Memai, we already spoke out the Shaklavatari and Rashi, we'll just read inside. Mamai dahai de gitani ne'emanim, taimim mishum da'akol chaverim hei meitzel b'tikat. Tilma, ein amaris chaverim. Why? We said because they're believed. Perhaps that ein amaris chaverim. The reason why we assume this house is checked is just they say. And not because people are have a din of chaverim when it comes to b'tikat comments. Al-kak v'taimim mishum d'kamim hani. Anavina shabodak b'tikat, people say. We should have said all the houses on the Chesed is checked, and we don't have to rely on these people. We don't have to rely on these people. Since we see that the Braita was relying on the Mir of these people, if they didn't say anything, not. In Cain, Makami Boyalan, Tikshud Mineta, and Mechesed Bodak. So we say that was the shakla v'tariyah, that maybe from this writer we could say that it's not a chazaka that it was bother. U'mishani naha ma'aleka l'meidak. You can't be medayik anything. The mishad midi. The ikali ukma lahai kagon the muksak lan bahai the lo bother. We have to say that the writer is talking about the house wasn't checked. Kagon, it wasn't the chazaka that was checked. Kagon Trevino who told it, we saw that he was very busy and couldn't do it. Oh, yatsim ibi yod yom. He left early. L'derek and he didn't check. They did it. Okay. So at this point, let's get the facts down. Vash, the Gemara is saying that a house has a chezkat that it's checked. The case over here is where you know for sure, or there's a chazakah that the person didn't check, and now these people come in and say that we checked it. They're believed. Why? Because B'dikat Chametz has a din midirabanan. The midiraisa, it's enough with bittul. So therefore, it's a din midirabanan. And the rabbanan keep believability for midirabanans. Rashi. B'bittul bi'alma is deraisa. This is now going to be a tremendous machlok, and it's going to open up a lot of understanding on what are we doing Erev Pesach. First, we do B'dikat at the nighttime, and then we do bittul. And then we do Sreifas Chametz, and then we do Bittul. Where is all this coming from? The Bittul, Biyama, Dixi Rashi brings down, it says Tashbisu. You have to, Tashbisu, get rid of your Chametz on Erev Pesach. V'lo Kasiv Tivaro. It says Tashbisu, it doesn't say burning, meaning the hashvasa delayed he hashvasa. There's a mitzvah in the Torah that you have to do what's called tashbiso. Hashvasa's chametz. What exactly is this mitzvah? Rashi is saying it's the hashvasa is in the lathe. The bittul. When you do bittul chametz, the device of bittul chametz is tashbiso. You're mekayim it over there and not tibor. Tibor is something else, the burning.
To nullify.
To nullify. Thank you. Tosfot, on the other hand, brings down this Rashi that Tashbisu is not Tivaro, it's not to burn, it's to nullify. Elas Rashi's Belethi, the Kashulavi, the Hashvasovar. No, the Re says the mitzvah of Tashbisu is not nullifying, but destroying, uprooting, burning it. And the mitzvah deraisa of Tashbisu is actually the Sreifas Chametz. And he goes on later on and says the reason for bittul is hefker, is going out. We explained this in the first year on the Masechta with the Machloket Rashi Tosfot on what's the reasoning behind b'tikat chametz. We said Rashi said the reason for b'tikat chametz is that you won't be over bal yorah bal yatzah. Get rid of it all from your house. Tosfot was bothered by because you're not going to eat it. And this is really the idea of what bittul is going on. Rashi that holds bittul is delayed, it's nullifying, so you made it like afra. It's like nothing over there. We're afraid that if you're checking your house now, and if you didn't check for chametz, all of a sudden it comes on Pesach, you're going to see a galuska yacha, a nice cake or a bottle of whiskey, and you'll regret your nullification. Since it was in your heart, you nullify it in your heart over here. So that's why Rashi's holding it's all bittul, and therefore worried about v'lo yavar b'bal yavar b'bal yimatzah. Tosfot holds its havara. You uprooted it in the tashbiso. The bittul is actually a kinyan. You're being making it hefker. It's not yours. It's other people's. Comes now on Pesach. What's the problem if you find now a cake or a bottle of whiskey, we're not worried that you'll undo your nullification of your heart, because that's not what bittul was. Bittul was, you removed it from you. It's hefker over here. It's not yours. You'll never be over by you or by your matzah by doing bittik on these. What are you worried about? You might find it and eat it. Lamaisa, that's what we discussed earlier. Over here we have to discuss exactly this mitzvah of tashpisu. We have a real fundamental machloket we've shown him on what the Torah says tashpisu. Is it nullification in the heart, or is it actually going out and destroying it, burning chametz? So the Minchas Chinuch and others bring down a very nice chakira with nafkaminas to understand. Usually the best way to understand a machloket is what's the difference between the two of them. He wants to tie in that the machloket between Rashi and Tosfot and was tashpisu, is it a what we call a shavi al tasa or a kum v'yasa? According to Rashi, tashpisu comes from the lashon of shavat. You rest from chametz, meaning it's a shavi al tasa. You just don't have any. By not having chametz on Erev Pesach, you're mekayim the mitzvah of tashpisu. Tosfot says no. It's a kum v'yasa. You are commanded to go out and to burn. He holds it means burning. It's a kum v'yasa. What are some nafkaminas between Shitas Vashi and Shitas Tosfot? For example, what happens if you have no chametz on Erev Pesach? You need to have bread to destroy. According to Vashi, the mitzvah is hashvasa. As long as you don't have any, shavi al tasa. According to when you go to do batikat chametz, you don't have to burn anything. But according to Tosfot, the mitzvah hashvasa is you have to actively go out and destroy it. Therefore, the burning of the chametz, you have to bring chametz with you. Another interesting nafkamina is, if it's something that you have to actually do, you're uprooting with your hands, we have a klal, it's called chatav mitzvahs. If I have a mitzvah to do, and someone runs over and does it right before me, I can bring them to Beis Din and charge the money. They stole from me! They stole mitzvahs. I have shluch haken, right? I'm about to do it. Someone goes and takes shluch haken from me. All kinds of things like this. I'm making a market. Someone comes and makes a market. They stole my mitzvah. So too over here. I have my chametz. You know, all the kids are just loving to throw the bread into the fire. You know, a bunch of pyromaniacs in this day. They see me coming up with my bread. Oh, gefaltig. They take the bread and they throw it in the fire for me. The only kid over 13. We could actually charge him. Right? If it's a kum v'yaseh, if it's a mitzvah device that has to be done, the devar, they stole my mitzvah from me. I could bring them right down to Beis Din and then charge them money. If it's a shavi al tasa, you don't. So l'maisa today, we all make sure we have some chametz left over to burn. That's the mitzvah of tashvisa over here. Another problem, a major, major problem going on over here is this third tosfa on the page. Hemnu rabbanin b'di rabbanin. The Rabbanan believed in Midrash Rabbanan. Why are women believed over here in Bedikah Chametz? Because we said it's not a Deraisa. It's a Midrash Rabbanan. And Tosfot asked the obvious question, wait a second. We see that a lot of times women are believed in Midrashas. Go to someone's house, they serve you food, and they say that's properly shechted kosher meat. You believe them? It's a Midrashah. Who says you could believe them? According to this Gemara, we said that only when it's a Midrash Rabbanan we should believe them. It's Midrashah, we don't believe them. And yet, as Tosfot says, he says every single day, we see it every day. And he says, that we believe women on derisas. So we have a problem over here. Why over here do we say that a bedikat chametz is derisa? As possible that bedikat chametz can be derisa. If you didn't do bittul, bedikat chametz becomes derisa. It's only because you have bittul that you know, but a person doesn't do bittul. He's somewhere on his bedikat chametz as a derisa over here. So Tosfot comes out with a something that we're going to have to explain. He says that why is Bedikah Chametz different? He says because there's a lot of Tircha involved in Bedikah Chametz, searching the whole house, and you need Diktuk Gadol, and he brings down Yishalmi because the women are lazy, who are afraid that they might not do it. And therefore, since we're afraid they might not do it, and everybody's wondering, not my wife, right? Since they might not do it properly, therefore they're not believed. So Lamaita, let's just knock off this Tosfot. There must have been a change somewhere in history, because the Orach HaShulchan writes from the Forge, he brings down this whole idea, and he says,
Ha'idna today, Nashin Didad, the Chezkat, you know, that they check very good. As a matter of fact, they scrub and they do the craziest things when they're cleaning, much, much more than Anashim over here. But yet there's a Yushalmi that says that women are talents. I saw a beautiful parish on what Tosfot's saying over here, and this is something we have to be very careful on. When a person, the women know how well they clean, but cleaning is not bedikat chametz. Okay, it's just the preparation. It comes for the night of bedikat chametz. You have to check the house now. I don't care how clean the house is, you have to check it. So women who know how well they cleaned it, you know what? They're going to be lazy now when it comes to checking. I got a check part. I did that cabinet so solidly over there. Who needs to check it? This, by the way, people have problems with. And I'll just throw an example out. How many people check their fridge Leil Bedikat Chametz? Right? It's already checked and sealed, and all of a sudden comes Leil Bedikat Chametz. It didn't have Bedikat Chametz on it. It had cleaning for Chametz. You definitely cleaned it for Chametz, but did you do Bedikat Chametz on it? So maybe you want to say, there are people who want to say, no, once you clean something thoroughly, it has, remember in the beginning of the Mishnah, it says, Kol Makom She'ein Maknisim Bo Chametz, Ein Tzarech Bedikah. Any place that doesn't, that you don't bring in Chametz, you don't check. So maybe these places are a place that has now a din that it's not born in Chametz. But everybody knows, the fridge all the time, you bring in Chametz on it. Could be, you know, over here we have to be, when we, this is Moshe Sternbach brings this down. Even men also, if we're relying on a bedikat chametz for bedikat chametz, cleaning the house. So there's an etzah. There is an etzah because we have large houses. When you do cleaning for chametz earlier, you could do bedikat chametz there and make it a chesgat potter. But you don't just clean and leave it and you don't have to check it anymore. That could end up being a problem. Based on this sugya, a nice, a cute shiloh that one could ask Erev Pesach. Where do we find a house that has a chiyuv to be checked twice with two brachas? Where do you find a house where you make two brachas on it? So according to everything we said now, it's a very, you could ask your kids this, maybe it's being probably a little too difficult for an Avos Rabbanim question, but let's say the man goes away and he tells his wife, I'm away, please, you and the kids have to do bedikat chametz. So, the wife and the kids, they make a bracha on the bedikat chametz, checks the house. Now what happened was the man got delayed, he comes home after the sixth hour, and he didn't do bittul. He didn't do bittul. If he didn't do bittul, that means the bedikat chametz is deraisa. And according to Tosfot over here, we paskin and the Gemara, only when it's a din midrabanan do these people have ne'amanus. If it's din deraisa, they don't. You know what this man's got to do? He's got to make a bracha and do bedikat chametz to get on the house. You have a house that could have twice over here a bedikat chametz with a bracha. As we can see, this is a very large sugya. There's actually the Ketzos comes in over here. On Tosfot, that bittul is hefker, exactly how that works, the Rashi. We have a lot of information. Let's just, once more time, just get a clarification. There's bedikat chametz leil yudalit. That, since we do bittul later on, it's a midrabanan. If we do bittul later on, why do you have to do bedikat chametz? It's one of two reasons. Rashi says, because you might see chametz in the house and regret that you know, all of a sudden you see this beautiful bottle of whiskey, a very expensive bottle, and you didn't sell it to a goy beforehand, and you might have regret on it, or you might come to eat it. So therefore, we need to do bedikat chametz with bittul. When are we mekayim the aser of tashpisu? According to Rashi, your nullification is doing it. According to Tosfot, you're burning the sreifas chametz. Does it? So you should be aware. Erev Pesach, what we're doing. Iboy Elohu, at the two dots. Iboy Elohu, Hamas Yabayit Lechavero, the Chezkat Bodok. Again, I'm leaving the country, I rent my house out to someone who has relatives coming in, and I say, listen, we're coming in, you're dalid, you know, we're not going to have time to check it, and I tell you, don't worry, I'll check the house for you. And all of a sudden, the relatives come in, the people come in from Kutzlart, Yudalit, Umatsu She'enu Bodok. I'm sorry, there's a makloket over here, Rishonim,
on whether we're talking about Yud Dalet or if it's Yud Gimel. We'll go with Tosfot over here, says it's talking about Yud Dalet, if that's the clearer case over here. They come in and they find it's not Bodok. The last thing this person wants to do is start doing Bedikat Chametz. He calls a hotel, he finds out that a room is available. Din Choshen Mishpat. He signed a contract with me to rent the apartment, but I promised it would be Bodok. It's not Bodok. Is it what we call a Mecca to us? Is it that he bought something on a false understanding and he could back out from the contract? Or no?
But did he say it explicitly? Or
yes.
It in the Chazaka?
I rented the house to you saying that it will be checked, no problem. And all of a sudden, your family comes in and it's not checked.
Because the Lashon of the Gemara is Becheskat Bodok.
Yeah, let's see the Lashon. Bodok, where's the e-boy, Bodok, you're renting it on the Cheskat. What does it mean, the Cheskat? Rashi. Mi havi mekaktos. In bo socha leksorbo al yedei lilotav, lomar lokak sakarti. That's not how I rented it. The ain't tanai solano kayim. There was a tanai. There was a contract, an agreement with us, kayim. Ma'u laksor? Can he back out of the agreement or not? So Rashi is clearly learning that when we say cheskat over here, it means we made an agreement and you assume that it's going to be checked, and it's not. That's the case. Havi kemekak ta'ut, or lo, or not. Is it that the guy can just abandon the house, you know, a week's worth of rent for a house is worth a lot, and let him go to a hotel? Or no, he's got to go and clean it himself. Tashmad yome abaya, lo meboya. There's a phrase in the Gemara, lo meboya. Ella, we don't need to say to lo yehev agva abadku. We don't even need to say in a place where no one hires other people to check it, and that you have to check it yourself. That we don't have to say. Why? People enjoy doing the mitzvahs with their gufe. So if you rent the house to a person and they come and it's not checked, we don't say to mekaktus. It's fine with them. They don't mind going out and doing bedikat chametz. Ella, the Chiddush is, afilu bi'atra diyehev agva, even a place where you hire people, ubadku, and they do bedikat chametz for you, we say that it's fine with a person to do the mitzvahs with his money, and therefore it's not a mekaktos. The person rented the apartment, even though it was because he said it was supposed to be Bodok, and it's not Bodok. He can't be Chozer. We say the reason why he's being Chozer is for some other reason, not because of this reason. There was not what we call a break of contract over here, and the person has to rent the apartment. Rashi. Lo mi boya heichad lo yehev agva. We're not talking about a place where there's no money loss involved. Liacherim or Bodko and Bodki. Elakol ish for ish bodek et beito. They all do it themselves. Lo matzil lememalei mekartos. You can't say that's a mekartos over here. Ti aiti yodei sheinu bodok lo hayischo. You can't say if I would have known that it wasn't bodok, I wouldn't have rented. That's a classic case of mekartos. Tavada nichali imich lemaabe mitzvah guvei. People are fine to do the mitzvahs. Inami havi yoda de lo bodek lo avi menicha bikach. Inami havi yoda de lo bodek. He went to the left, going on the other person. Leave that part alone. Rashi. Ella fila biatcha, even in place to nehigi kol bnei ayil is score. Both kim kol ish bebeito. They hire people to do it. To ika hasta chesron kis. The guy has to lose money to hire someone. A fila haki I yada beyetmal the low bodik. If he would have known yesterday that it wasn't bodok, lo avi hadabe. He wouldn't have gone away from the contract. To nichalei. It's fine for him to use his money for mitzvahs. The reason why he's going back on the contract must be for some other reason. Hey, for that reason. He found a different place. Some we don't say this is the reason for it. So we see from over here a klal. A person has no problem doing mitzvahs with his money. Now, just as last Shabbos, cited the Shemaya, I'm learning Elul Mitzius with my son, Kita Dalit, and the Gemara there says straight out, not like this, that a person has Sephorim. I lend someone my Sefer Torah, right? He's not allowed to lend it to other people. Oh, why not? We have a klal over here. It's a nikalei lina, she's like, you mean mitzvah of money. Right? We know that in the Shulchan Aruch, you find a safer over here, or, you know, someone has things that are laying around, you can't just start using them and say, oh, it's fine with the person, you know, it's happy with them to be mekayim mitzvahs the mammon. We don't say that in all cases. So where's the chilek over here? Over here we do say when it comes to Bedikah Chametz, and over there we say not. So the Chasam Sofer says, and it's a little hard, and I saw a different svar. Chasam Sofer says where it's going to be a loss to the person himself, he doesn't do it. By you using my svarim in those days, svarim, you know, you use it, or my other things, I'm afraid they might get worn out, and I won't be able to lose it later. In that case, where there'll be an effect on me later, I don't want people doing it. But over here, it won't be an effect on me later. It's hard to say, but it's over here, it's a chesron kis also. You're paying money.
Also, that would mean then today, when using a book's not going to do any damage.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, so I'll just say what he says, so I'll get to that in just 1 second. So I saw Rav Moshe Sternbach says the psychology of a person is like this. A person is not mukhan for other people to do mitzvahs on his expense account. I mean, I don't mind doing mitzvahs when I'm paying money. I'm fine, I'll pay money for me to do the mitzvahs. But I'm not going to pay money for other people to do mitzvahs. So when it comes to my things, I have a chiyuv to do bedikah chametz. I have no problem paying the money for it. I have a chiyuv to put on tefillin. I'll find the money and doing it. But for other people to do the mitzvahs where I have to shell out the money, that we don't have this chazakah of the nichalei inish the kami mitzvahs b'mamonah. That's a real solid svar.
So if someone else is doing mitzvah with your chesed, then it's also your mitzvah.
No, but where's the chesed from kis to you? We'll get worn out, and you might not be able to use it later. That, he says, a person, it's not a chazakah that the person's going to be happy. You can't assume that, everybody says it's nikalei to do money with mitzvahs of this money. Fine, when I'm doing the mitzvah, I don't mind spending the money. But for you to do the mitzvah, there's no chazakah on that. Now, what Joel said just a minute ago, today the svarim are different, even though the Shulchan Aruch says today, in the Shulchan Aruch, that you can't just take people's svarim, because people are machlin on it. I heard from Rav Scheinberg's mouth, that's not so today. Today's svarim is so cheap, and they don't get worn out. In those days, you know, a person invested in a scroll or something. You bought or a kisfe yad, you have your gemara. They were very expensive. They didn't want any, every time it's used, it means it's probably one less usage for you and your family. So then there was a chazakah that people won't be happy. Today, since it's so cheap, and it could be another thing. Today, people want people to use this form, but then it looks used. And then they look like they used the safer. I don't know if we go that far, but, today, Rav Scheinberg says, the person, especially if they write Lashem Ha'aretz and Malo or something like that, he says, unless they write Makpid in the book, you could use a book. But, as Rav Scheinberg says, and this is the beauty of Rav Scheinberg's ways, use it in the place and leave it in the place. A person is definitely Makpid. No one's Makpid saying using the Sefer, but people don't like it when you take the Sefer and you leave it over there. And you do it. And of course, like anything, that you're a borrower always has to take care of other people's things better than themselves. So you don't take a sefer and start leaning on it like this. Maybe the person doesn't like those ideas. But basically, today, say like that. Okay, we have a little bit more time. Let's see the next gemara. Tanan Hakam. We have this machloket Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. We already mentioned it before. The machloket is basically like this. There's a midah rabbanan. We know from the 6 hour onwards, you can't have chametz. There's an issur chametz erev Pesach. There's a machloket. We know there's a midah rabbanan of when you have to be. When do we make the harchaka that you shouldn't have it? Tanan atam. Ve'meyomer oklin kol chamesh. You could eat until the 5th hour. Tesarfin b'tchilat shesh. And you take an hour early to start the Sreifas Chametz. Meaning we don't wait till the end of the 6th hour, Midaraisa. There's a Midar Rabbanan over here. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Oklin Kol Arba, we eat the whole 4th hour. Vitolin Kol Chamesh, and we wait the 5th, we just wait. Vesarf Chilchesh, meaning the Harchaka of eating Chametz is 2 hours beforehand. Everybody holds that from 6 hours onward there's an Issur Torah. Minalon. Where do we know the Issur Torah? So now we're going to be introduced to Psukim. Where do we know? Omer Bayit, Trei Kerei Ksiv. We have two Psukim that lead us to this conclusion. Kesiv, it says in one place, Shivat Yomim Sor Lo Yimtza Bebeitechem, for 7 days, Chametz, Sor, better word for Sor, yeast, should not be found in your houses. In Kesiv, it says, Ach, however, Piyoma Rishon Tashbisu, on the first day, get rid of your Chametz, whether nullifying or the action according to Tosfot, burning it. So I'm in Beitechem. So we already just saw 7 days, you can't have any Chametz. And now it says on the first day, you got to get rid of it. What do you mean? We just said the seventh day, you can't have it. So what are we getting rid of it on the Ach, on the first day? Hakesah. Leopold Arba Asa Lepir. To include the fourth hour for beer. You have to, in the 14th, we're going to do it. And the Gemara will come out in conclusion, Ach means Lechalek, to split the day in half, and that's how we get the 6 hours. Let's follow through on Rashi. V'sarfim betchilat sheish, v'lo yamtin ad techilat sheva, you don't wait to the beginning of the seventh, which is Teraisa, shu'asim in the Torah, l'fisha adam Torah b'sha'ot. A person can make mistakes in the hours, they didn't always have watches, they had to look at the sun. A person can easily make a mistake, so therefore the Rabbanan made an obvious hachaka over here, finish eating early, an hour early, in order that you could burn on time. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Torah adam yoter. Not just 1 hour, a person could make a mistake of 2 hours. The Gemara will discuss this later. Historically, it's rachek mina very yoter below yakom itself arba. 2 hours is enough. 3 hours, we say people don't make that much of a mistake. Tolin, you wait. Lo oklin below sofrin kolomer ain't historically svof. You don't have to burn. Umaychal hu for behema, you could feed it to the behema. It's called chamesh. Avahu lo yakom, but you can. I mean, you could have hana. You could sell it at this time. The kuliyala miya chametz b'sheish shorim ala also, but everybody holds from this point in on, from the 6 hour on minat Torah, the ilo mitzvah ad orta. You can't say that ach biyom arishon is going on when the evening comes in. Lo avi gazru beit. This is no need for the gezerah of the rabbanan to be for the 5th hour, the 4th hour. Why? The bein yom alayla lo tar inish. If the issur of chametz actually falls on the night. Everybody knows the difference between the night and the day. They'll do it beforehand. We must be that the fact that we're making gezeira rabbanan to the 5th hour to the 4th hour, that the isser was on was in midday. How do we see it? Shivat yomim sor lo yimatzav b'teichem afilu shayachad, even for one moment betocha shivat yomim ukesiv after says ach biyom arishon tashbishu hari shahabo shayachad. You see that it must have been there because you have to do tashbishu. When are you going to do Tashbisu? On the first day. We just said that you can't have any from the moment this first day starts. So it must be the first day is already going on Erev Pesach. Ha Ketzat, Lirboti Al Korcha, Ha Rishon, Rishon Kodem. It must be when it says Biyom Rishon, it's the Rishon that's before Lecholchim, it's the first before all 7 days. Kemar, Deino Arba Asa. And tomorrow we'll go a little bit more into the Drashim and the Pesukim.